Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion does prevail. The Secretary will close the roll. Members, please stand for the prayer. Today's chaplain is our chaplain, Senator Mike Smith of Redeeming Love Church in Maplewood. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good noon, Senators. It's good to have you back. Good to be together. I want to open with a prayer from Psalm 61. It really resonates so much in my own heart. I believe yours as well. Oh God, hear my prayer. Listen to my heart's cry. For no matter where I am, even when I'm far from home, I will cry out to you for a father's help. When I am weak and overwhelmed by life, guide me into your glory, where I'm safe and sheltered. Lord, you are a paradise of protection for me. You lift me high above the fray, and none of my foes, nothing can touch me when I'm held firmly in your wraparound presence. I pray at times, Lord, we all feel overwhelmed at the great task that's set before us, the purpose that we all share for the state of Minnesota. It's in these moments that we recognize our great need of divine help, Father. So we come to you today. We call on you today. We are here because we're called to serve. And we are called to serve with influence. We're called to lead. We ask that you would enable us to be an influence of hope today to a world that desperately needs hope. May we be an influence of trust and integrity to those who need someone to rely on. Today, we also continue to pray for the cities of Ukraine, for the people of Russia. We pray for Shanghai, Beijing, the cities of our world that are going through such struggle. And we pray that in the time of destruction and fear that seems so evident, in the time when the masses are hurting and afraid, we pray that your presence will bring comfort, and we do pray for an end to the darkness of this devastation of war. Lord, we pray for peacemakers to replace conflict makers. Lord, we pray for our cities right here in Minnesota. We pray, Father, and ask you for solutions to complex problems and struggles that we do face. Give us humility that leads to unity. Give us wisdom that leads to understanding. Give us understanding that leads to those solutions. And give us vision that leads to hope. So from Chisholm to Chanhassen, from Barnesville to Bemidji, from Ely to Albert Lea, we pray that you would bless this great state of Minnesota and bless all who serve this great state. Amen.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Abler, Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bigham, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Coleman, Swazinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Draheim, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eaton, Eichorn, Eakin, Fate, Friends, Gazelka, Goggin, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Isaacson, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Klein, Coran, Kunish, Lang, Latz, Limmer, Lopez, Frenzen, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Miller, Murphy, Nelson, Newman, Newton, Osmick, Pappas, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Senjum, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Utke, Weber, Westrum, Uyghur, Wickland.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Senators Abler, Anderson, Benson, Eaton, Eakin, Gazelka, Goggin, Latz, McEwen, Newman, Newton, Pappas, Putnam, Tomasoni, and Torres Ray. A quorum is present. We'll begin with the fifth order of business. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion does prevail. We move to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The Secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 4025 and 4091.
Senate files are given their second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the House bill numbers.
House file number 2746.
House file has been given its second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred to as indicated, with the exception of Senate file 4508, which is being referred to the Committee on State Government, Finance, and Policy. Moving to the ninth order of business, we'll adopt the author's motions as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion does prevail. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 980 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services, Finance and Policy, and re-referred to the Committee on State Government, Finance and Policy and Elections.
Senator Nelson, this is your bill, and you've cleared that with the chairs?
Yes, it is, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Mr. members, President. Because of deadlines, this does require 41 votes. All those in favor, Senator Lopez Franzen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Nelson, would you yield?
She will yield, Senator Lopez Franzen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Nelson, I am not aware about the topic and nature of this bill. It was brought up to me just moments ago, so I am not in the position to support your motion.
Senator Nelson, would you like to explain more about the bill?
I would be glad to, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and member, excuse me, Mr. President and members, this is a bill that Senator Tomasoni and I have worked on, dealing with the Minnesota Higher Education Facilities Authority Board. This would allow the Minnesota HEFA, as it's called, to be renamed the Health Education Facilities Authority Board. There's no known opposition to this. This is, we've had full support, both from the Hospitals Association, from obviously the HEFA board as well. And as I said, there's been no opposition. The reason it's just, and perhaps to Senator Lopez Franzen's question, the reason it's being re-referred is to state government, because we needed to just have state government's impact on looking at expanding the board. Obviously, the board would be expanded by one member to represent the health facilities as well. And so we believe it's all in line with our statutes regarding state boards, but it would be helpful if we could have state government take a look at that particular piece as well.
Further discussion on the motion to refer? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to refer signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion does prevail. The bill is referred.
Division.
Division has been called. All those in favor of referring the bill, please stand. In favor of referral of the bill. Thank you, members. All those against the motion to refer, please stand. Thank you, members. After division, the motion does not prevail. The bill is not re-referred. Senator Utke.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 3636 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on State Government, Finance and Policy and Elections. Mr. President, that is my bill, and both chairs have been notified.
To that motion, Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to re-refer signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Moving to the 13th order of business. One correction, sorry. Remaining under 9th order of business, resolutions number 123 through 125 are referred to Committee on Rules and Administration. Announcements. 13th order of business. Announcements. Senator Rood.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your desk, you'll find a flyer for the 30th anniversary Ducks Unlimited Capital Chapter event. It's going to be a really exciting evening at the Wabasha Street Caves. We're going to have some tours to see where the gangstas were hiding, and we'd love to see you there tonight. It's going to be a great event.
Senator Herr.
Mr. President, an adage said two voices is stronger than one, so I want to echo what Senator Root just said in support of Duck Unlimited events. I want to encourage my colleagues and people in the community to come join the Duck Unlimited Capital Chapter event at the Wabasha Street Cave. Is a site to see and site to visit. It had a lot of history there, including the beginning where they used it to grow mushroom in the old days as well. So thank you and hope to see everyone there.
Further announcements. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, April 21st at 11 a.m.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The motion does prevail. Senate is adjourned.
Close. No. Was Langer?